on a high, windswept hill on the wild Lüneburger Heath near the River Elbe. It's 6:10 on Friday, May the 4th, the hour and the day for which British fighting men and women and British people throughout the world have been fighting and working and waiting for 5 years and 8 months. The commanders of the German forces opposing Field Marshal Montgomery's 21st Army Group have come to this headquarters today to surrender, to make unconditional surrender. The plenipotentiaries are General Admiral von Friedeberg, Commander-in-Chief of the German Navy, who succeeded Admiral Dönitz in that post when Dönitz became the new Führer. With him are General Kinzel, Chief of Staff to Field Marshal Busch, Rear Admiral Wagner, who is Chief of Staff to von Friedeberg, and another staff officer. They came here yesterday hoping to parley, to talk terms. They were told to go back and return today with power to make unconditional surrender. They have come back through the lines again today to make that surrender. And now we're waiting for them to come through the trees that surround Field Marshal Montgomery's headquarters. And here they are now. General Admiral von Friedeberg is leading with Colonel Ewart of Field Marshal Montgomery's staff. With him is General of Infantry Kinzel, Rear Admiral Wagner, and they're now walking up to the caravans which the Field Marshal uses for his headquarters in the field. And now von Friedemann is entering General Bergenzoli's caravan, the caravan that was General Bergenzoli's before it was captured by the British in 1941. He's gone inside, stood for a moment at the door, saluted, and walked in. The four other generals also saluted, and they're now standing outside at the bottom of the steps. They're standing underneath the camouflaged netting screen, and 10 yards away to their right, the Union Jack flies in the breeze, and they've just saluted Field Marshal Montgomery under the shadow of that flag, which is honored by the troops to whom they're surrendering today. The caravan in which this final conference is being held is the caravan which the British troops captured from General Bergenzoli when they first destroyed an enemy army in this war. The army of Graziani in Saranaca in February 1941. In that caravan, which the souvenir of our first great victory in this war, the discussions leading to our final victory are now taking place. And in a few moments, Field Marshal Montgomery and the German plenipotentiaries will move to a tent where the final ceremony of signing will take place. It's now 6:20. The discussions have been shortened to the point. Admiral von Friedeberg has stepped down from Field Marshal Montgomery's caravan. He's now walking over to the tent where the signing ceremony will take place with the other German plenipotentiaries. And Field Marshal Montgomery is following along behind, carrying the instrument of surrender, which they have agreed to sign. Now, inside the tent, which is an ordinary camouflaged army tent, the five German plenipotentiaries are standing around the table. An ordinary army table covered with rough army blankets. Field Marshal Montgomery enters, they salute, and he sits down.
Which have been made with a delegation from the German army. I will now read out the terms of that instrument of surrender. The German command agrees to the surrender of all German armed forces in Holland, in northwest Germany, including the Frisian Islands and Heligoland and all other islands, in Schleswig-Holstein, and in Denmark to the Commander-in-Chief, 21st Army Group. This to include all naval ships in these areas. These forces to lay down their arms and to surrender unconditionally. All hostilities on land, on sea, or in the air by German forces in the above areas to cease at 0800 hours British double summer time on Saturday, the 5th of May, 1945. The German command to carry out at once and without argument or comment all further orders that will be issued by the Allied powers on any subject. Disobedience of orders or failure to comply with them will be regarded as a breach of the surrender terms and will be dealt with by the Allied powers in accordance with the accepted laws and usages of war. This instrument of surrender is independent of, without prejudice to, and will be superseded by any general instrument of surrender imposed by or on behalf of the Allied powers and applicable to Germany and the German armed forces as a whole. This instrument of surrender is written in English and in German. The English version is the authentic text. The decision of the Allied powers will be final if any doubt or dispute arises as to the meaning or interpretation of the surrender term. That is the text of the instrument of surrender, and the German delegation will now sign this this paper, and they will sign in order of seniority, and General Admiral von Friedeberg will sign first. Now, General Kinfor will sign next. Rear Admiral Wagner will sign next. Colonel Pollock will sign next. And Major Clyde will sign last. I will sign the instrument on behalf of the Supreme Allied Commander, General Eisenhower. Concludes the formal surrender, and there are various matters now of detail to be discussed, which we will do in closed sessions.